Okay, so today's shiur is Zeichen Nishmas Baruch Ben Yisrael and HaKohen, thank you. We are going to move into Shabbos davening. It'll be a little different than weekdays. There's less for me to work with, but we're going to do the best we can with it. Today is a little bit more of a Nusach Svard shiur, but I thought the ideas that would come out of it are still important to realize and focus, what it is, that people do say. So going into Mincha V'Erev Shabbos, the Baal Shem Tov instituted a practice that's widely accepted amongst those who daven Nusach Svard to recite Kapitel Kuv Zayin at the start of Mincha, which is the Kapitel of Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, or one of those. Rabbi Chiel Sparrow asks, there is no mention of Shabbos in this entire Kapitel. So why did the Baal Shem Tov choose this kapitel as opposed to the so many other kapitlach in Tehillim that do mention Shabbos? And the Maranaim explains that this kapitel discusses the four categories of people who are required to offer thanks and praise to Hashem for being saved from danger. And these four categories are one who has been released from prison, one who passed through a desert, one who has crossed the sea, and one who recovered from an illness. Rabbi Sparrow asks, but yet this still has nothing to do with Shabbos. So why are we thanking Hashem for these four things at this particular time? And he answers that throughout the week we are preoccupied with our busy lives. We must juggle our responsibilities to Hashem, our families, our jobs, and ourselves. Inevitably, the hustle and bustle of our lives can cause anxiety and worry. And when we are caught up in our own worries, we have a tendency to forget how much good we have in our lives. There's one day a week when we can leave all these worries behind. On Shabbos, we have the chance to celebrate what we do have in our lives. So every week, since we indeed endured the dangers of these four categories, we offer thanks at the onset of Shabbos. And Rabbi Sparrow explains that on the previous Matzah Shabbos, we're all energized, full of ruchnius, and prepared to do the things we must do to be a good Jew. But as the week moves forward, our springs of ruchnius begin to dry up. And indeed, at that point, we are crossing through a desert. During the work week, our Sipuk HaNefesh is lacking, and we fear to move forward, trapped and imprisoned inside our own lives. Thus, we are victims of imprisonment. In addition, we find ourselves engulfed in the mundane world and in our problems, like a person who is drowning at sea. And when the worries of the work week cause us to feel despondent and melancholy, plagues our mood, we then feel as though we've been ravaged by illness and worry. And when Shabbos comes, we're saved from all of these. And this is why we recite this kapitel of Hodu right now. True imprisonment, illness, sea voyages, and traveling the desert are not only of the physical reality. Physical pain is not what troubles us most. We don't cry as much from a broken hand as much as we do from a broken heart. As we say in davening, Harofe l'shburei lev, and our Shabbos davening, Karov Hashem l'nishburei lev. So as we start Shabbos, a day of rest, not just from the physical labor, but much more importantly, from the emotional troubles that ravage our lives and our peace of mind, we thank Hashem with this kapitel. And now we enter Shabbos with peace of mind and get to enjoy our families, the most important individuals in our lives, and spend real quality time with them. And the kapitel opens up in the first two psukim. It says, Hodul Hashem ki tov kilom chasto, yomru geule Hashem asher ga'olam miyad tzor. And we give thanks to Hashem, for He is good, for His kindness endures forever. And those redeemed by Hashem will say it, those He redeemed from the hand of distress. And the next set of psukim, psukim gimel to test, talk about one who crosses through the desert. And it says, U'me'arotzos, kibitzam, mi'mizrach, mi'marav, mi'tzaf, and mi'yam. And He gathered them from the lands, from east and from west, from north and from sea. And the Radak says that David HaMelech stated that when traveling in the desert, it's the most common thing, and that's why he starts with this. And they're traveling to sell their wares. And it doesn't mention going south, because in those days people did not live southerly, because that was towards the equator and it was much hotter to live there. People lived east, west, and north. Tov amidbar b'yishimon darach ir moshav lo matzo. They wandered in the wilderness. They found no path to follow and not an inhabited city. And the Malbim says, Yishimon is worse than Tov. So the wandering is worse than not finding a path to follow. Re'evim gam tzimeim nafshim behem tis atov. hungry as well as thirsty, their soul within them grew faint. And the Radak tells us that due to getting lost, they ran out of food or water. And it wasn't that they didn't come prepared, but that the extra traveling is what caused this. Vayitzaku al Hashem lahem mimutsuka oseim yatzilem. And with no choice, they cried out to Hashem in their distress, and from their straits he would rescue them. And the Sforno obviously tells us they davened. And this pasuk is mentioned within each of the four categories. However, in two of them, by the sick person and by the jailed person, it says Vayizaku with a Zayin, as opposed to Vayitzaku with a Tzadi. And in the same two, it says Yoshiim instead of Yatzileim. And the Malbim just explains that the sakana of traveling in a desert or at sea is much greater than the sick person or jailed person. And therefore, they needed a higher level of calling out, as Tza'oka with a Tzadi is more than Tza'oka with a Zayin, and they needed a greater saving, as Hatzala is more than Yeshua. Vayadrichem b'derech yisharol aleches aler moishav. And he led them in a straight path to go to an inhabited city. And the Mtuz David says that he put in their heart the correct way to travel. Yodu l'Hashem chastov v'nifl osav l'vnei adam. Let them give thanks for his kindness and his wonders to the children of man. And the Radak says that when they reach this inhabited city, they give thanks and tell over to the others the wonders Hashem did for him. Ki his bia nefesh shokeka v'nefesh re'eva malei tov. For he satiated the yearning soul and the hungry soul he's filled with good. And Sforno explains, he satiated the yearning soul by finding the way and the hungry soul by getting it food. And one must publicize this personal experience of Hashem's wonderful kindness so that others too may gain increased awareness of his providence. And this is also why we know when the carbon todo, when someone would bring the carbon for these type of travels, it came with so much bread and you only had one day and one night to eat. And that was because it would force you to have to share it with other people, and by inviting them to come over and share, you would explain to them the miracle that took place. Psukim Yud to Tezayin now talk about someone getting out of prison. And it says, Yoshvei Choshech v'tzalmoves asiri ani uvarzel. Those who sat in the darkness and the shadow of death, those shackled in affliction and iron. And the Malbim says that this is a continuation, that after they were saved from the desert and came to the city, they were then thrown in jail. Ki himru imrekel v'atzas elyon atzu. The reason that this happened is because they rebelled against the words of Hashem, and they scorned the counsel of the Supreme One. And the Malbim says that they were saved in the desert, and they were supposed to now do tshuva and do his mitzvos. But since they didn't, he therefore had them imprisoned. People often desire to pursue their own course in life, even if it deviates somewhat from Hashem's principles. And therefore Hashem imprisons them within the confines of the walls of troublesome situations to dispel their illusions of independence and self-determination. Vayachna ba'omol libam kashul vein ozer. And Hashem humbles their heart with hard labor, and they stumbled, and there was no one to help. And the Malbim says he humbles their heart to do tshuva. And again, vayizoku al Hashem batzar lahem imitzukoseim yoshiim. And realizing again that there's no one to help, they cried out to Hashem in their distress with tefillah. And from these straits, he would then save them. Yotzieh mechoshech v'tzalmoves mosreim yinate. He would take them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and their shackles break open. Yodul Hashem chasto v'niflosol v'nei adam. And again, let them give thanks for his kindness and his wonders to the children of man. And the Malbim says they need to give thanks a second time for the second miracle. And the Radak says when they get out, then again, it's only after they get out, then they will give praise and tell others. And they will tell them, Kishibar dalsos nechoshes avriche varzel gidea, that he smashed the gates of the gates open from copper and cut asunder the iron bolts. And the Sforno says this is what happened when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And we should learn that Hashem can release a person from the most helpless situation. The next set of psukim talk about one who has an illness. And it says, Evilem miderech pisham umevonuseim yisanu. Fools, because of their sinful path and because of their iniquities, were afflicted with illness. And the Radak tells us, unlike other punishments, illness is usually progressive rather than sudden. And therefore, those punished with illness because of their averus are called fools, because they ignored the call to tshuva issued earlier in the less serious stages of their illness. As opposed to a chacham who would have been yifashvish b'maisav, he would have looked through his actions until he found what he had done wrong, and he would have corrected it. And the Malbim learns that they're called fools, again, because they think that being saved was just by chance, and they persist with their averos. And therefore, kol ochel tesayv nafshom v'yigiu achari moves, their souls abhor all food, and they reach until the portals of death. And their doc says, even desirable foods, they started to not like. And when one has, as we know, and I remember when my mother, Leshalm, had cancer, and you go for different treatments, all foods become metallic. So even something desirable, you no longer want. And again, when they reach this state with where nothing seems to help, the doctors have given up hope, they've cried out to Hashem in their distress with tefillah. And from their straits, again, he would save them. And the Malbim learns that they cried out with real tshuva. Yishlach devaro v'yirpam v'yimaleit mishchisosam. He would dispatch his word and cure them and let them escape their destruction. And the Metzudas David and others learn that Hashem is not like a doctor who can only heal through medicine. Hashem heals through his words. And the Sforno points out that when Hashem heals, it's complete. As we know in Shemona Esrei, we say, Rifa'enu Hashem, and then it's Vinei Rafei. Yodul Hashem Chasto v'neflosov l'vnei Adam. Let them give thanks to Hashem again for his kindness and his wonders to the children of man. And the Sforno says the wonders are that he goes keneged ateva. He goes against nature. As we saw in the Midbar by the story with the copper snake, Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon Hara, they got punished, Hashem sent snakes, and they were bitten by these snakes. And the refuah was, Hashem told Moshe, make this copper snake, place it on a pole, and whoever would look up at it became cured. So just by looking up, and really Rashi there tells us they were looking up to Shemayim, that was what cured them, and those are the wonders. V'yizbechu zivchei todah v'yisapru ma'isa barina, and let them then slaughter offerings of thanksgiving and relate his work with joyful song. And the question is why only here in this kapitel do we mention about bringing a carbon todah? And we did not by the one traveling through the Midbar or the one who came out of prison. And the Evan Ezra says that here it's different because he was so close to dying as opposed to the other two who were healthy. And the Radak says that when one is sick, he makes many promises to bring karbanos when he gets well. And it's true with other people also. However, it is much more common, he says, by someone who is sick. And the Malbim learns, really, he should have brought karbanos by the first cases also. However, it took until now for him to learn his lesson. And therefore, as the Pasuk says, he brings many karbanos because he's bringing for all three nisim. And the next set of psukim talk about the last category, one who goes out to the sea. And it says, Yerdei hayom ba'anios osei malacha b'mayim rabim, that those who go down to sea in ships, who do their work in the great waters. And everyone explains Yerdei going down, since dry land is higher when the sea meets the land. And they've seen the deeds of Hashem and his wonders in the deep waters. And he spoke and raised the stormy winds and lifted its waves. And they rose heavenward and they descend to the depths. Their souls melt with trouble. And the Radak says, the waves lift the boat high, and then it brings the boat down deep. And with the up and down, their hearts melt to their fear of drowning. Yechogu v'yanu kashikar v'chol chachmasam tizbala. They reel, they stagger like a drunkard, and all their wisdom is swallowed up. And there comes a point when the storm reaches so great a pitch that even the most skillful navigator is forced to admit that his expertise is inadequate to guarantee survival on this perilous journey. And again, they cried out to Hashem in their distress. From their straits, he would take them out. He would halt the storm to restore calmness and still the waves. And the Malbim says that the storm suddenly quiets down to show them it all came from Hashem. And they rejoiced because the waves were quiet, and he led them to the place of their desire. Yodul Hashem chasto v'neflosov nei adam. And again, let them give thanks to Hashem for his kindness and his wonders to the children of man. And the Radak says again, when they reach that place of desire, they will then thank Hashem for saving them. V'romimu b'kalom uv'moshav zekenim ya'alu. Let them exalt him in the assembly of people, and in the session of elders they will praise him. And Rashi says they need to exalt him in front of 10 people and praise him in front of 2 elders. The Radak points out that in connection to the one who's in prison or sick, David HaMelech mentioned Averos. Since these situations of suffering are basically punishments for Averos, no one is imprisoned or falls sick voluntarily. Hashem thrusts these situations upon a person as a form of retribution. However, regarding traveling in a midbar or at sea, no Avera was mentioned, because such trips are embarked on voluntarily. And it's only after setting out that the traveler now finds himself in this precarious position, because Hashem may use this opportunity to threaten him so that he will genuinely do tshuva. The rest of this kapitel now talks about Hashem's hashkacha goes beyond intervening and rescuing the endangered from these perilous circumstances. But it's He who decrees the circumstances themselves, and that nothing happens in life by chance. Yaseim naharos lemidbar umoytsoi mayim letzimon. He turns rivers into a desert and wellsprings of water into arid land. Eretz pri lemalecha meiraz shioshveva. And a land that is fruitful into salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. Yaseim midbar la'agamayim veretzil umoytsoi mayim. He transforms a desert into a pool of water and an arid land into wellsprings of water. And the Sforno learns this refers to Eretz Yisrael, which was a midbar, and Hashem made it wellsprings of water. And the Sforno learns a lot of the rest of this kapitel is talking about us as we're heading into the Geula, through the Melchemes Gog u'Magog, of Hashem turning Eretz Yisrael into a fruitful land. Vayoshev Shom Re'evim Vayichonenu Er Moshev. And he settled the hungry there, and they established an inhabited city. And the Sforno learns that, as we said, this is referring to the Shavei Hagola, the returning from the Golos. Vayizru sados, vayitu kramim, vayasu pritvua. And they sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. Vayivarachim, vayirbu ma'odu, vehentum lo yamid. And he blessed them, and they multiplied greatly, and their livestock he did not decrease. And the Radak says he blessed them with money, and the Sforno learns that he multiplied them more than what is normal, and still their livestock did not decrease. But they, the ones that Hashem showered with his bounty, became arrogant, and he made them few and sank them down from lingering trouble and agony. And Radak explains trouble means bad for the goof and a loss of money, and agony means that it was in their hearts. He pours contempt upon the affluent, and he made them wander in a wasteland without a path, lost in their own futilities. That the wealthy people who used to be honored in the past, Hashem now pours contempt on them, and they have no idea theirs or any other way to be saved from that bad that Hashem sent on them. Mishpachos, thank you. Can't read my Nakuzos. But he lifted the destitute from poverty and makes numerous his families. And the Sforno learns that the families that are left over after the Melchemes Gog u'Magog, at the time of the Geula, he will make numerous like sheep. And the Radak explains that sheep don't have any barren, there are no barren sheep, and they multiply much more than other animals. Yeru Yisharim Yismachu v'chol avla kav tzapia. The upright shall see and be glad, while all iniquity will have shut its mouth. And the Tzuz David says, the righteous will see the good Hashem brought to the destitute, and they will be glad seeing this. And the Radak says they will see the revenge on the Rishoyim and be glad, and each Rasha will close his mouth as he sees Hashem was watching and is now paying them back. And the final Pasuk, Michacham v'yishmar eilev v'yizbonenu chasdei Hashem. And the kapitel ends that whoever is wise, let him note these things. And the Radak explains, David HaMelech is telling us that the wise man will take pains to study the lessons of this kapitel very carefully, for it vividly illustrates Hashem's complete mastery over every aspect of the world. Hashem alone determines whether man will experience suffering or salvation, captivity or freedom, want or wealth. The wise man will place his confidence in Hashem and direct all his tefillos to Him, and they will comprehend the kindness of Hashem. And that's the kapitel that, as I said, Nusach Sfard, has the minig to say prior to Mincha and Erev Shabbos. A second minig, which I know many Svaridim do, but others do also, is they say Shir HaShirim. And we'll just have a short little piece of Shir HaShirim, and they say it immediately before Kabbalah Shabbos. And the question that's asked is, again, what does this have to do with Shabbos? Why do we sing this particular Shira? And Rabbi Sparrow answers, and he says, perhaps the answer lies in the identity of its author, Shlomo HaMelech. We know Shlomo HaMelech and his father, David HaMelech, wrote two Svarim, many Svarim, but two Svarim that we're going to focus. David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, the most moving and widely used of all Sifrei Tanakh, and Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim. And yet, even though they're father and son, these two Svarim are very different. Tehillim is the primary text we recite and study when we're in turmoil, be it sickness or any other type of difficulty. However, the Song of Shlomo is a song of peace, something to contemplate once we've overcome the vicissitudes that face us. It speaks of the intense love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, a love that endures even after we've been unfaithful to Him. And this symbolizes our relationship with Hashem as Shabbos arrives. Think about your own life as you move from day to day. Each of us have experienced times during the week when we felt our relationship with Hashem had weakened, often without realizing why. But Hashem is totally and unconditionally devoted to us and loves us no matter what we do. Shabbos comes and we return to Hashem. Indeed, Shabbos also contains the word shav, which is the root of tshuva. As we are about to welcome the Shekhinah back into our lives and the Shabbos HaMalka prepares to descend once more, we recite Shir HaShirim. And the author of Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech, possesses within his very name the secret to his ability to compose this song. Shlomo is a combination of two words of Shalom, Shalom, peace is his. And there are many kinds of peace, from the kind of peace we strive for in interpersonal relationships to global peace. However, the most elusive peace of all is inner peace. And with Shabbos, the harmony of creation brings into focus the unity of Hashem's world so that one can more readily achieve this inner peace. And the Siddur Arugah's Bosem gives a second reason that one recites Shir HaShirim at this time, or he says even if it's already Shabbos and you didn't have the chance, you should say it on Shabbos if you weren't able to before, is because this will help one from the suffering of Gehenim. And just to close with a story and the homework, the story will be a little different as we'll focus on Shabbos. The Dibne Magid tells us a mashal about how to use the day of Shabbos as a day of Hashem. And he says there once was a young man who became quite successful in business and was very happy with his new lifestyle. But there was one drawback. Because his business was located such a great distance from the village where he had grown up, he was forced to live far away from his friends and family. Of course, he was helped to make some new friends, but he always missed the camaraderie of his old village and all the news about the comings and goings there. Any time he was helped to hear about his hometown, he would relish the opportunity and eagerly listen to every word. He longed for any information he could get, but these opportunities were few and far between. One day, a very poor man who went from village to village collecting money to support himself and his family arrived at this wealthy man's home. He knocked on the door and was invited in. The prosperous householder listened to the poor man's tale of woe and to his surprise learned that the man was from his old village. The wealthy man could hardly control his excitement. He had waited so long to hear from someone and now the man sitting before him knew everything about his hometown. He listened as the man began to tell him about the events in the town, who had gotten married, who had babies, who had passed on, and how the town was developing overall. But as the poor man was talking, the rich man noticed that he kept looking at his watch. He seemed to be in a hurry. "What's the matter?" asked the rich man. "Do you have to go somewhere?" The poor man stammered and stumbled over his words, finally blurting out, "I'm sorry, I have to collect from the entire city. I don't have time to talk to you all day." The rich man asked the poor man how much he made in one day. The man responded, "He usually collected 100 rubles in a day." "Then I will pay you for the entire day's work," said the rich man. "You stay here and talk to me about my village, and I'll give you all the money." The next day, the beggar had just begun to speak about the village when he suddenly fell asleep. When he finally awoke, he told the rich man that he was too hungry to talk, and he needed a nourishing meal before he can continue the conversation. After the man was fed, the wealthy man cannot wait to continue where they had left off the day before. But the poor proclaimed that he ate too much, and he needed another nap before he can answer any more questions. The rich man was exasperated. "I'm sorry," he said, "but I paid you for your day's work. If you want to rest, then rest on your own time." The Dubna Magid explains that this mashal refers to our relationship with Hashem. We're the poor man, and he's the rich one. Throughout our work week, we are always too busy to schmooze with Hashem. We always have to go to work and take care of all our errands. But when Shabbos comes, Hashem tells us not to worry. He will take care of all our needs. And Chazal tell us for that reason, all the expenses of Shabbos don't come out of our bank accounts. Anything we spend on Shabbos is really on Him. He gives us a day when we can chop a shmooze and talk to Him. We can daven, learn, and sing His praises. Shabbos is that is a Shabbos LaHashem. It's His day. Often, though, we are too tired and hungry to think about our obligations to Him. We approach Shabbos as a day when we can eat, catch up on our sleep, and drink, instead of davening and learning as we're hired to do. And we would do well not to imitate the beggar, but instead give Hashem His one day that is due. And obviously, the homework, you know, for those that do say this kapitel of Hodul Hashem or Shir Shirim, you know, obviously when they say it, should think about what's being said. And for those who don't, should at least think about as they go into the next Shabbos, the messages, though, from these two things of what we're doing as we enter in Shabbos and what Shabbos is supposed to mean as we move forward into the Shabbos Tfilos.